It's school vacation week, so I've got to get back to managing the brood here at the Circle N Ranch. Today's offering is a dumb birthday game from April 22nd, 1995. After a thorough review, the title decision went to Radio Yehudi. You'll know why in a bit. The players: Marge from Indiana, Egon from Quincy, Jack Hart, a dumb birthday game Hall of Fame member, Jim Frawley, producing and playing in studio, and Hope Shower, also producing and playing in studio. The birthdays: Jack Nicholson, Eddie Albert, Peter Frampton, Mel Carter, Yehudi Menuhin, Glenn Campbell, Charlotte Ray, and Aaron Spelling. The additional silliness is as follows. The WBZ Hall of Fame and Museum is discussed. The artifacts, the history, the legends. The doddering fat guy. Being stripped naked in Bellingham Square, Chelsea. Jumping Jehoshaphats with raisins and honey. Hampton and Frampton. Lowlights, waxy ears, and waxed cheeks. Jack's swinging and singing traffic reports. Sex or asthma. The Lone Ranger and Tonto stop by. Fan mail, peeper key rings, talking to yourself, and electromagnetic interference causing an episode. Speaking of episodes, episode 135, Radio Yehudi sings to your ears now.
With us from Indiana.
Hello, long time no speak.
Long time no speak. That's a great line. Did you just think that up?
Oh, of course.
Okay, good enough. We have, is your name Egon and Dedham? I think Egon is gone.
Oh, right here.
Oh, you're right there. Okay. Is that your name, Egon?
Yeah, but I'm from Quincy.
Oh, you're from Quincy, not Dedham. But your name is Egon.
Yes, sir.
Hold on a minute while I put up a different name on the marquee. Hold on just a minute here. Oh, I think I'm out of pencils. Oh, here we go. Okay, Egon from Quincy, if you will change the marquee and put in colored lights for that. Anyway, this is the first time you're playing the game with us, Egon?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, welcome. That's kind of nice. You know how it goes. It's quite simple. I just tell you the names of people who were born today, which is now Saturday, April 22nd, and you just have to guess their ages, but I give you some clues and stuff, a little background on them and stuff.
I've listened before, and I think I'm qualified.
You sound like you are qualified, and I'm pleased to hear that. We also have Jack Hart, of course, who is one of the everlastingly popular immortal panel members.
Hello.
A legend of yesteryear and today who has rightly earned his niche into the dumb birthday game Hall of Fame.
Thank you very much.
We ought to have one there for people who've played a lot and have won a lot, which is like you.
Sure.
Yeah, and maybe we can put it next to the WBZ a Hall of Fame, which we have here. Did you know that we have that? The WBZ Museum and stuff with sacred things that have been collected through the years from some of the immortal people who broadcast here?
Yes, indeed. I understand you have the first piece of paper that Darryl Gould ever wrote a newscast on.
That's right, with a lot of doodlings on it. And the name Carlotta, which kept appearing, and which we haven't been able to figure out what that meant. We have some sayings and some yellow ink paper. Carl D'Souza's music sheets.
Is that right?
Yeah, we have things like "Get That Left Leg Over," "Wild-eyed and bushy-tailed." A lot of that stuff, plus the songs that he played, which would be good.
I see.
Yeah, we have that. Let me see what else we have. I believe we have one of your first traffic reports.
Is that right?
Yeah, where you kept getting the streets all wrong.
Yeah.
But you kind of learned eventually, and that was pretty good, I thought.
So there's a lot of ums and ers on there, is that?
Oh, yeah. It's all ums and ers. Yeah, a lot of ums and ers there, which was really kind of nice.
Yeah.
And we have, I think, the first map of the first trip ever taken by Dave Maynard on one of his tours. Yeah, I think it was down the Ganges River. Where he fought an infestation of tsetse flies, and he makes a notation of that also. So it's valuable. I don't know whether I should be announcing this, because a lot of people who take the tour, you have to call the station in advance. Anybody who wants to take the tour of BZ, call the WBZ Radio Promotion Department Monday morning first thing. Oh, am I going to catch this? And tell them you'd like to, because we have uniformed guides who take you through. And we also have a little shop where we sell stuff, you know. Little busts of some of our personalities, particularly Gil Santos, made out of chocolate cake. So chocolate fudge, as a matter of fact. It's really nice. And also, you know what we have in the museum that I realized the other day, because I finally took a trip up there for the first time. It's on the 72nd floor across from the WBZ Farm and Food Shop. Anyway, why are you all laughing? I'm trying to give a description of this. This is a good place to come for people outside the area planning summer trips to Boston.
Planning a trip to Brighton.
Yeah, yeah. We have, you remember, I don't know whether you remember, but I think it was 1982, we had a tremendous hailstorm.
Uh-huh. And you have some hailstones?
No, not, we have hailstones. Yes, we do. But not just hailstones.
Uh-huh.
Not just hailstones. These were hailstones that came out in the exact shape of Larry Glick. Yeah. Nobody can figure out how that happened. Yeah. Beard, the whole thing. I don't. Maybe he was not wearing a beard. Maybe he was just frothing on the chin at the time. I don't know. It looked like a beard. But these are some of the new acquisitions that we've got. Yeah. And we've got a whole wall of general managers from here. It fills an entire wall.
And that's just one year.
That's right. That's only since last January. Yeah. Okay. All right. I think we've fooled around enough, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Okay. We also have playing the game with us. We have Jim Frawley, WBZ Ace producer.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Norm.
And great ad libra too, don't you think?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And we also have Hope Shower, another producer here at WBZ. Notice I have two producers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, that's because it's not because this is such a terribly important show. I thought that was the reason.
Uh-huh.
Now, somebody said, would you go, both of you, we need two of you to help out that doddering fat old guy. Well, you can bet as soon as I find out who said that, they'll never make the WBZ Museum.
Just in case you're shuffling too slow to get to the microphone coming back from break.
That's right. Okay, everybody all set to play the game?
Yeah.
Ready.
Okay. I decided, never mind, what we'll do is play a medley
Of my hits,
of Chrissy Faith music. Anyway, today's the birthday of Jack Nicholson, born in Neptune, New Jersey. He was once an errand boy at MGM Studios.
Huh.
were that impressed that you had to go, huh?
I'm shocked and surprised.
I see. He got his start in the 50s on TV's Divorce Court.
Did you know that?
I didn't know there was divorce court in the 50s.
No, it doesn't say what he did.
I guess he got divorced.
That might have been. He won an Oscar for Best Actor in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest in 1975. He played the Joker in Batman. That was great. I loved that. Won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in Terms of Endearment in 1983. In films, he made Man, Trouble, Hoffa, A Few Good Men. Hold your applause, would you, till I introduce the entire head table of films.
Uh-huh.
The Crossing Guard and Wolf.
Hmm. Now can we applaud?
What's that, please?
I said, now can we applaud?
No, let me see. Made his name in Easy Rider. Oh. Now you can applaud.
Not my favorite, Norm.
Easy Rider.
Well, one of my favorites.
With Dennis Hopper. I think Jack Nicholson made a number of other movies besides that.
The Shining.
The Shining was one.
Witches of Eastbourne, was that?
Eastwick.
Eastwick.
Yeah?
Oh, that's right. That's right. I should have mentioned that because that was made right here in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
He actually, on the Andy Griffith Show, very early days, he pumps his head in
You're
a couple
kidding.
Of situations. No.
Was he really one of the Mayberry series, the Andy Griffith Show?
Yeah, he appeared a couple of times. One time was when someone had left a baby on a doorstep kind of a thing, and he and what the deal was, he and another woman played a husband and wife who had been spatting, and they came after the baby near the end, and I said to myself, that's Jack Nicholson.
You're okay, you know, you're going to make the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, how does he know this?
Yeah. Okay, Jack Nicholson is how old today, Marge?
I will say 64.
64, okay. Egon?
65.
Now, that's gonna make the museum also the Hall of Fame. A museum, probably. The Hall of Fame is separate. But the museum, because that's the first guess, and we have the first guess of everybody on the Dumb Birthday Game up there.
The wall of guesses.
Yeah, we'll have. That's right. We'll have the WBZ bronze artist group down to your house. What they do is they carve your picture in bronze. Why don't I shut up? Sometimes I reach just a little too far, and I'm boring even myself.
It's your show.
It's my show. That's right. If I want to bore myself, I got to write. Okay, Jack. How old do you think Jack Nicholson is?
55.
Okay. And Jim?
Another big fan of the Boston Garden, by the way, Jack Nicholson.
Well, yeah. I know he's a big fan.
He's a big Lakers fan. Loved coming to this building. Not this one, but the Garden. 58.
58. Okay.
You can guess the same guess.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'll say 58, too.
You'll say 58 also. 58 is correct.
Yes.
That's very good.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Wow. 58 is exactly right.
No, it's really great that you're passing the book over here for us, for the two of us.
We'll do anything to win.
See how my credibility goes right down the toilet because of these jokers?
Yeah.
I wouldn't let them take this book if my life depended. I would protect it if they stuck poison pens in my
fudge.
Ear.
I understand to keep it chained to your wrist during the rest of the day.
You know what else they did to me to try to get the book away?
What?
They stripped me naked in Bellingham Square, Chelsea, tied my body to three wild Clydesdale horses that raced down through Chelsea Square while red ants were picking away at my body. And I still wouldn't give up the book.
Still, you didn't let it go.
I didn't let the book go.
I thought you kind of enjoyed that.
And he never got a dinner either.
Okay, we're going to Eddie Albert.
Oh, my.
Eddie Albert, born Edward Albert Heimberger. I wonder if he knows, they used to call him Woo-Woo Heimberger. But anyway, in Rock Island, Illinois, he was nominated for a supporting actor Oscar in 1953 for Roman Holiday with Audrey Hepburn, for which she won an Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie was also nominated in 1972 for supporting actor in Heartbreak Kid. Did any of you see that movie?
No.
No, Sybil Shepherd was in that, and boy, she was desperately beautiful.
With Charles Grodin.
Charles Grodin was in that, that's right, too. Heartbreak Kid. Great, it was a great movie. Eddie Albert has such great authority. When he gets angry on the screen, you know, suddenly he gets that stern look, especially since he's older. When he was younger, obviously he played kid parts, so weren't quite the same. But he gets that stern look, and he scares me, and I'm in the audience. I'm not even in the same room with him. But I think he's such a good-looking old guy. With, you know, he looks like your father. Maybe not my father. Now, forget what I said. Anyway, let's see, what else can I tell you?
You mean you'd get upset when he'd yell, Eb?
Yeah, well, wasn't he criticizing
Lisa.
Charles Grodin? Did he play the Sybil Shepherd's father?
Yes.
And Charles Grodin was enamored with her, and as I recall, Eddie Albert didn't particularly like him.
No, he tried to buy him off.
That's right, too, yeah. And very stern kind of look and stuff. I mean, great. Anyway, he starred in the TV series Green Acres.
Mm-hmm.
Should have gotten some kind of award for being with one of the Gabors. Although Ava may be okay.
She seems like a nicer woman.
I guess she's a nicer. I guess so. What the heck?
She's also Oh, you're not done. I'm sorry.
No, he was in the film. This is the last one. The Big Picture. And there is an actor, Edward Albert, who is his son.
Oh,
Edward Albert.
He was in The Longest Yard, too, with Burt Reynolds.
Eddie Albert or Edward?
He played the...
Eddie Albert?
Eddie did. He played the prison warden.
Oh, yeah.
That was when the cons played the guards in a football game.
Yeah, I remember.
Kind of an amusing film.
Oh, I think he's a... I saw him in a show in Boston very, very long time ago, and he's still a young man. And I can't think what the play was, but he's done some Broadway shows, quite a few, I think, at one time. We'll start with you, Hope. How old do you think Eddie Albert is?
I'll say 69.
69, okay. And Jim?
73.
73. Jack? 86.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
86. You notice the way they said that, Jim said, really? You know, like you're the authority and that must be it?
Oh, sure, yeah. That I think calls for a jumping Jehoshaphat.
Did you ever see a jumping Jehoshaphat?
Yes.
We have a whole bunch of those in the WBZ canteen. With milk or cream and some kind of fruit, it's the breakfast of champions.
Ex-champions.
Yeah, I like mine with a little dipped it with raisins and a little honey.
The crackle and crunch.
Oh, yeah. You talk about them, they not only crackle and crunch, but they leap around in a plate. It's really so spectacular.
Get your day off to a jumping start.
Oh, that's right. And when they're bathed in a blue spotlight, man, they are really something. Egon, what do you think? How old is Eddie Albert?
I'll say 72.
And you notice Egon is not laughing through any of this.
No.
He's all business. He says, I got to win because...
He's not amused.
Now, the name Egon, I don't believe I've ever heard that.
Where have I?
How do you... Is it E-G-O-N?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Egon, alone. Is that Hebrew?
Could be.
Okay. I have a feeling...
I just made it up. It's not my real name.
I know, and I have a feeling if you win this... You'll give us your real name off the air.
If I win.
Okay. Marge, what do you think? How old
is... I'll say 72 also.
72 also. Actually, he is 87.
Oh, wow. And,
yeah, he's 87 years old today. I know. He doesn't...
He's still alive.
Yeah, he's still... Yeah, he's still I don't know whether... the last time I saw him, he looked really great. And that wasn't that long ago. He's still quite active. So Jack Hart, who said 86, got that. As we go to Peter Frampton.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. That's more like
it. Yeah, Peter Frampton had nearly a decade of experience, first with The Herd, a teeny bopper band, then with blues rocker Humble Pie, before his big album, Frampton Comes Alive, in 1975. Yeah, 1975.
That was huge, actually, at the time.
Oh, wow.
And he's so cute.
Yeah, no, he's
got a pretty good sense of humor because that album was enormous, and he did a TV commercial maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and at the end of it, someone walked up to him and said, "Hey, didn't you used to be Peter Frampton?" So he's got a good, because his career really didn't keep climbing.
Yes, he popularized that thing. The wah, wah, wah,
yes,
wah.
Right. It's a mouth thing, and it hooks by tube directly to the guitar.
Yeah.
Since the album was recorded at San Francisco's Winterland and sold more than a million copies in a single week.
Oh, it was huge. You had to have it just to be a kid in 1975.
Right.
A lot of my friends wouldn't talk to me for months.
Because you didn't have it?
I didn't have the album.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was ostracized.
First record I ever bought.
Okay, how old do you think? Jack, we'll start with you. Peter Frampton. How old is he today?
Frampton, so that's 20 years ago. Wow. I'm trying to guess, and she's humming a tune.
Jeopardy tune.
Oh, let's see. And he had a decade of experience.
Yeah, before that album, it says, yeah.
I'll say he's 49.
49, okay. And Marge, what do you say?
I'll say 53.
53, and Egon?
52.
52. Okay, Egon, that sounds like a Boris Karloff movie, doesn't it?
Egon, Defender again.
Egon. Would you go get me a brain in that bottle, the top drawer? Right, there's a brain there. Make sure it's damaged, distorted, and perverted.
Get it from the BV Museum.
Jim, what do you think?
I was thinking of not using my real name. What do you think about calling me Yehuda?
I think we'll call you Jim for the time being. Could you guess how old?
48.
Yeah, because Norm Nathan, I don't know. I guess I've said this was not my name at birth. I've changed it legally to that. But my real name at birth was Henry Fonda. Hope, what do you think?
I say he's 40.
You'd say he's 40.
No, no.
Okay, well, don't say no till we check.
No,
we're going to see. Okay. Peter Frampton is 45.
Wow, then he must have just been a teeny weeny when he started.
Well, it said, yeah, that he had the first with a herd, a teeny bopper band. And let's see, Jim had 48, so he was the closest. You came very close, Jack.
Hmm.
Sorry, Hope, you were close, too.
Yeah, but Jim was within 3 years. Mel Carter, do you know that name?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Mel Carter.
Biggest hit, Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, and anything else you can think of, etc. He recorded that, and that was his big hit. He was 22 years old at that time. Mm-hmm. He sang on a local Cincinnati radio station from the age of 4. And at 9 years, he was part of Lionel Hampton's Stays Review.
Ooh, yeah.
Huh.
He also,
how old was he with Lionel Hampton?
He was 9 years old when he was part of the Hampton Stage Review. He is also an actor and has appeared in Quincy, Marcus Welby, and Magnum P.I. That's Mel Carter, the singer.
Oh, I thought you said Nell.
Mel Carter, the man.
Oh.
The man from Cincinnati, Ohio. Okay. Egon, what do you say?
Well, I never heard of him. I'll guess 41.
Okay. 41. And Jim?
I thought Lionel Hampton was a disco star in the 70s. I must be quite confused.
Yeah, the disco vibraphones.
He's a jazz musician with a big
jazz
band, yeah.
Okay, so I'm, 63.
Lionel Hampton actually should have been working with Peter Frampton. Mm-hmm. Hampton and Frampton, they could have had something on.
If the record didn't sell, they could just start an ice cream.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right, too, or a law firm.
And then they could hook that mouth thing up to the vibraphones.
Because you have to get air and ice cream.
Sure. There you go.
Hope, what do you say?
58.
Okay, and
standard
Mark?
Answer.
I haven't foggiest, but I'll say 60.
Okay, 60. All right. And Jack, what do you say?
You say he was 22 when he recorded that Hold Me, Kiss Me, Thrill Me.
He was, he was 22 years old. That's
go.
Right. Never See, Let Me Go. That's right. There was a woman who sang that in this breathy voice that used to drive me crazy. I can't even think of her name. But he would automatically turn out all the lights every time you played the record.
Why would you turn out the lights? Nobody could see what you...
No, the record would turn out the lights automatically itself. It would go out as soon as you played the record. It was something magnetic about that.
And we could see the sweat building on your forehead.
Yeah. Oh, I broke out into a rash. Oh, yeah. the wax came plummeting, flying out of my ears. It was just such an exciting thing. I'm trying to be a sex symbol, and you see
when wax is shooting out of your ears.
Shooting out of my kind of spoils the whole image. So
women in 38 states are just swooning. Let's see. That song's got to be about 1961, and that's 34 years ago. So
carry the two. 56.
Okay. The actual age today of Mel Carter is 52.
Ooh.
Hmm.
52. Now, you may have been the closest. Let's see, you're
Jack
4 Hyde. Years away. I think that's, yeah, Jack Hyde did that for 56, 52.
Yeah.
Nobody closer than that, yeah.
He is
Marge was 8 years off, and, okay, yeah, let's see. Hope was 6 years off. That wasn't bad. Okay, speaking of Yehudi, did you say Yehudi?
Yehuda.
Oh, Yehuda. Because today is the birthday of Yehudi Menuhin, the violinist. At the age of 7,
I'm psyched.
He debuted with the San Francisco Symphony at the age of 7. The thing with these guys is they seem like they must be 150 because they've been around forever.
Yeah.
But they started when they were very young. However, a Yehudi Menuhin, I have to, you know, now that I tipped you in that direction, I must tell you, he is kind of an old guy.
Yeah.
I always thought of that it sounded like it had more of a sing to it if you pronounce it Yehudi Menuhin. And that's, you know, it sort of sings that way. Yehudi Menuhin.
Yehudi Menuhin, yeah. That sounds like the opening line to some kind of a song.
Like a jazz. Yehudi Menuhin. Da da ba da 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 da. Yehudi Menuhin.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Jack has a new career.
Yeah, that's something that, like, Mel Torme would sing it like.
Sure. Yehudi Menuhin. Buddy Liat.
Excellent. Just Jack, that, why don't you start first then with the age? If you want to sing it, that's okay.
He's got to be about 73.
Jack, please, next time you have to do a traffic report, do that instead. Now for a look at traffic, WBZ's Jack Hart.
I'll do a bebop traffic report.
Yeah, you can do that at 4:30 because what else is going on at 4:30 on a Saturday morning?
Still drive.
Okay. Jack said 73. And Jim says...
I'm going to go along with Jack because I have no idea.
Jack,
so I'll say... Actually, let me add a year. 74.
74. Okay. And Hope?
And I'm going to split the difference and say 76.
Oh, that's the spirit.
You're going to split the difference and say 76.
Something like that. Stop.
73 and 74, splitting the difference becomes 76.
Well, no, something like that.
Okay.
Oh.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
That's just an average.
Yeah. Marge, what do you think?
I'll say 73 also.
Thank you, Marge.
73 also, okay.
You and me, Marge, on the threes.
That's right.
No, you said 76.
You said 76.
You know what I mean.
Yehudi on the threes.
Well, yeah.
My hoodie, your hoodie,
everybody's hoodie.
Egon, what do you think?
Just to be different, 75.
75.
Please.
Okay. Now, I have two different ages for you, Yehudi Menuhin. Now, they're all within a year of each other. But the book, I check with this big birthday book I have, and also with the Associated Press. And one lists him as 79, the other lists him as 80. So whoever came the closest to either age is the winner. Yeah. But it would be the same winner. It would be Hope.
It was the scientific way that I figured it out.
That must be the new math.
Yes, you remember the age you guessed?
76.
Oh, you do remember that. Yes. Okay.
When I win, I remember. If I lose, I forget everything.
Okay. Okay, but you're right there. Now, here's as we get to the next birthday person. We have Jack Hart and Jim and Hope. Isn't that funny? All WBZ employees. That seems strange, doesn't it?
What can you say?
It'd be hard to get people to think that this is legit, but it really is.
Federal hero.
It'll be hard to get a name as much fun as Yehudi Menuhin.
Jack Hart, Jim, and Hope have two apiece. As we go to Glenn Campbell.
Hi, Glenn Campbell. Hi,
I'm Glenn. Yeah, you know that he waxes his cheeks?
Some people wax poetic.
Do you ever see them? They sparkle. Throw a spotlight on them, and they're blind people in the first nine rows. Anyway, he was born in Delight, Arkansas. Is AR Arkansas, or is that Arizona?
Yeah. Arizona's AZ.
Arizona.
No, Arizona's AZ, isn't it?
And Arkansas is AK?
Oh, you're right.
So what is AR?
Well, it's AR. I know he's from Delight, Arkansas.
It is Arkansas.
Oh,
okay.
Maybe it is AR.
How do you know that?
How do I know that? I know everything.
You're scaring us.
Yeah, he really does.
It's amazing. He's not that old.
No, we're going to make him the curator of the WBZ Museum and Hall of Fame. His biggest hit, Rhinestone Cowboy, in 1975. Remember these dates now, because that helps you give you a clue to his age. Rhinestone Cowboy, 1975. He toured in 1965, 10 years before that, he toured briefly as guitarist with the Beach Boys.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Brian Wilson.
Along with Henry Gross.
In 1969, he hosted the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour. He was in the film True Grit. Mm-hmm. Remember that? I remember the movie with John Wayne, who got an Academy Award for that.
He was the Texas Ranger.
Oh, that's right.
Campbell was the Texas Ranger.
What was the name of the young girl in that?
She was in something else.
Oh, she was in a lot of things. Kim Darby.
What else was she in, Jack?
She was in an episode of Star Trek.
Right, Miri, right?
Miri. She was in The One and Only with Henry Winkler. And a variety of other things requiring that sort of cutesy little face.
Was she ever with Yehudi Menuhin?
And an attendee at a number of Yehudi Menuhin concerts.
Menuhin. I couldn't remember it.
Okay. I'm sorry. You could sing Glenn Campbell to her, just couldn't you? Glenn Campbell, wider than a stream. something like that. Anyway, how old is Glenn Campbell? And then we'll take a guess also on his cheeks that are a little bit younger. Let's start with you, Marge. How old do you think Glenn Campbell is?
52.
Marge says 52. Okay, and Egon, what do you think?
59.
Egon says 59, and Jack?
Well, he's 56, but the deal with his cheeks is he changes them every couple of years. They're only about 3 years old.
Okay. He goes to the cheek store?
Yes. Yeah. I'll have a pair of cheeks.
Yeah, a pair of cheeks. How about those? You having a sale on those? The one in the third row up over there, next to the nose, right next to the nose department. And are we being particularly silly today, or is it?
I think we are.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Someone noticed it.
Yeah.
It's springtime.
And of course, Glenn Campbell, having had all the hit records and being on TV, his cheeks never bounce.
His cheeks never did what?
His cheeks never bounce because he's so.
They don't bounce.
Well off.
My cheeks checks pun.
Oh, yeah. Cheeks but don't bounce. I checks. Excellent.
Oh,
my. I like jokes that require a certain amount of intellectual acrobatic work. Jim, what do you think?
I forgot.
Glenn Campbell, I forgot what we were talking about.
I had it.
53. Okay, and Hope?
I had a crush on Glenn Campbell, and I'm going to say 60.
You're going to say 60.
I did. I grew up with his show. And I
thought, you ought to do an all-night show. You'd drive the guys crazy with that little sexy voice of yours. Really would. Yeah. Oh, that'd be really nice. I'd stay home and listen to you and go crazy. Glenn Campbell's 57 years old, actually, today. Let's see who came. I guess Jack's at 56.
Wow.
Yeah, because everybody else was pretty close, too. Egon said 59. He was only 2 years off. You've been very close on a lot of these things, Egon. I'm so sorry that...
We won't learn your real name.
That's right. We won't know your real name now as a result of this. Is that your real name, Marge?
Last time I checked.
Okay.
My real name is Marge, still.
Just didn't want to get us confused.
That's right, too. So one of them had to change.
Possible.
Yeah. Marge's real name actually is Myron.
Yeah, there you go. Myron
Boskowitz,
right?
Well, you pay too much attention to this program, Marge. Get a life, will you, please? Hey, Charlotte Reid.
Did I get a point there, too?
Wait a minute.
Be greedy. But I said 50.
No, you said 53.
Oh, did I? I thought I said 58.
No, you said 53.
I'm depressed. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Hope said 60, who was a little, but you're only 4 years off. Hope was only 3 years off.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And Egon was only 2 years off. However, Jack
does
1 year off, and he's now got three correct answers.
Jack.
Ooh. Charlotte Ray.
The queen of overacting.
Do you know who she is?
Yeah.
Oh, how cool is her voice?
She was on the show with the girls in high school, but she also played Leo Schnauzer's wife on Car 54, and she would say things like, Leo.
Yes, yes. Right? Leo. You know, she was born Charlotte Lubotsky in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. She must be married to Myron Boskowitz. Anyway, she appeared as Conrad Bain's maid on Different Strokes. Do you remember that?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And the spinoff of that program, Facts of Life.
Uh-huh.
Also, one of the voices in Tom and Jerry, the movie.
Hmm. Wow.
I didn't realize that.
It was also for a short period, I think it might have been a summer series. It was sort of a sketch comedy kind of a show that she was one of the repertorial cast.
What was that?
Yeah, do you know the show? What was
Don't recall. It only lasted, oh, maybe 15, 20 minutes.
Let me guess. What color was her hair?
Oh, it was
red.
Sort of a, yeah, sort of an yes. auburn yes. color
it was
kind
always
of thing.
Red, yeah.
Little tiny woman.
That show was canceled, I think, just before the first commercial.
Yes.
I recall that.
Just before the Oval Team.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, let's see. We'll start with you, Hope. Charlotte Ray.
Oh, dear Charlotte. Yikes. I'm going to say 57.
Okay, see, now, if you come the closest... This time, then you're tied with Jack, and it just intensifies the game.
Just
does that make so? You want to say 57?
Yes.
Excuse me, Jack. Is that asthma
sorry.
Or is that sex or asthma?
It's hard to tell sometimes. You know?
When he gets into heat, it's hard to tell whether he's.
You never know.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry, a little irritation.
Norm, maybe you and I should step out and leave those two alone.
Especially with Hope right here in the studio.
Sex on the radio. Yeah. I fell off all the time.
And that's right. Next, sex on the radio. Let's see. Next thing you know, it'll be on television. Yeah. We'll be talking about people who made out with their wife's best girlfriend's mother.
I tried sex on television. That's just too narrow.
Yeah.
It was warm up there.
Yeah.
But you had to throw the cat it's, off.
I got a great reception, yeah.
It's kind of funny the way jokes come around all the time. We used to say that way back in radio, just radio days. He's on the radio. I can't remember what the next one was. You got to go on the radio because we don't have enough chairs, I think is the way it went. Yeah, and now you can say the same thing about, well, forget it. Anyway, Jim, how old do you think the lovely Charlotte Ray is?
74.
74. Okay, Jack?
Let me see. That show was on 30 years ago. And so she's 30 years older. I'll say she's 68.
68. Okay, and Egon?
67.
Egon says 67, and Marge says...
I will say 68 also, since Jack seems to just... walking away with it. I'm
going
to go with Jack.
You made a wise decision. She's 69. And so you and Jack win that round. That's the first round for you.
That's right.
Excellent.
Boy.
And it's the fourth for Jack.
Bravo.
So here's, Jack has already won it, but let's do one more just for fun. And Aaron Spelling, the TV producer, he was born April 22nd also. Did I tell you my daughter Sarah was born April 21st? I just wanted to wish her a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sarah!
Yeah, she's
wherever you are.
Yeah, no, she's up in New Hampshire. Well, she lives in New Hampshire, but I suppose you got to live somewhere, and it's better, you know, for the family than if it were Arizona. No, she's anyway. Aaron Spelling. Let me tell you about him. He produced Fantasy Island, Love Boat, Starsky and Hutch, Dynasty, Melrose Place, and Beverly Hills, 90210?
90210. I think he also did Charlie's Angels, didn't he? Spelling and Goldberg. Oh.
Did he do that too?
Yeah.
For which I will always be grateful.
Which I'm still trying to get my hair like Jacqueline Smith. Yeah.
You're getting close.
Yeah.
Just get yourself a bunch of curling irons and just keep on twisting.
Yeah. I just copy my hair, which is exactly like hers.
I love it.
Okay, let's start with, let's see, who we start with this time? We'll start with you, Marge, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Aaron Spelling.
I will just guess 57.
57, okay. And Egon?
61.
Jack Hart?
You know, in the episode of I Love Lucy, when they're traveling to California and they stop in Bent Fork with, they're going to stop to see Tennessee Ernie Ford, they stop at a gas station and this old fella comes walking out, you know, sort of hillbilly clothes and such, and it's Aaron Spelling.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Jack, do you make this up?
No.
This is all true?
Yeah.
He's an encyclopedia.
Encyclopedia of useless things.
You're scaring me.
I mean, that's incredible. How do you know that? You just saw the credits roll?
Well, I was watching the program one afternoon, being as home in the afternoon, and I saw somebody that, and he looked familiar. He looked like his daughter, you know, when she puts on the hillbilly clothes and the beard. And and then sure enough, in the credits,
Aaron Spelling.
Hillbilly gas station man, played by Aaron Spelling.
Now, who's his his daughter's an actress?
Yeah, Tori Spelling.
Tori.
Tori?
Yeah, she's pro-British.
Has she that's right, too. I remember her. She threw rocks at George Washington at Valley Forge.
Was that bartender at the Concord in Lexington.
That's right. She poured the shot heard around the world. Is that what we're getting to?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Very good.
What about, now, what TV shows or what has she done?
She's on 902. Whatever it is.
I see.
I'm such
that's
a big fan.
Beverly Hills 90210.
I can't remember my own zip code, but everybody.
Beverly Hillbillies. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Jack, how old do you think Aaron Spelling is? Aaron Spelling. That must be a Tonto joke there, isn't there? Tonto. How come Aaron has perplexed look on his face? Aaron Spelling. we could probably do better than that.
what's Aaron doing around the cauldron? Aaron enchanting those words. Aaron Spelling.
That's better.
That's worse.
Oh, that's worse. Better go back to your Hootie Menuhin.
That was fun.
Let's see. I'll say 71.
71. Okay, Jim?
Well, I thought you were going to say older, Jack, if he played an old guy in the Isle of Lucy episode when they drove to California.
But you see, he's such a believable actor.
Okay.
You see.
I remember that one. That was when they were singing California, Here We Come.
Yeah, and then eventually were singing Old MacDonald with tennis with cousin Ernie.
I'm gonna guess he's old because he's done so much. Of course, he might have been a young achiever. I'm gonna guess 77.
All right, and Hope.
I will say 70.
70. Okay,
yeah.
70 is exactly right.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Does that tie them?
I won't tell you what I had to do to know that answer.
Okay. Can you whisper it?
Yeah. I've got some more plans for you if you want some more answers, honey. That's right. I say bring a little spice to folks during the night, and what the heck have you got to lose?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the winner actually is Jack Hyde. He's at 4. However, Hope has had 3, mm-hmm. which is very good, and Jim had 2. One for Marge, and Egon blessed us with his presence and did okay.
So you don't have to send out any tasteless and tacky prizes?
No, I don't, which is probably good. I would assume somebody else win, but I'm a little bit behind in some of them, although I've been sending some stuff out.
It's a postage deal for BZ.
Yeah, you know what I did? At one time I said we would give... What's that, please? Oh, postage deal for BC.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been getting lots of letters on number one, the Peeper's Key Ring.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, now, he said send me some ideas, and the one we picked for a contest, to use as a contest, the person would get a Peeper's Ring. A lot of people think if they send in the... an idea, something, you automatically get the Peeper's Ring. I just don't have that many. So anyway, I'm trying to mail some letters out to people who did that to point out that we've been kind of deluged, and I just don't have that kind of a supply.
Maybe.
So we'll have something to do to give them away later on.
I just got an idea.
I know, I'd love one.
How about if they can stump Jack on something to do with TV or music?
Well, maybe.
Because then they'll last till the turn of the century.
I'll have to, let me work on that. The other thing, too, is we did the Fantastic 40s poem, and I asked for people who wanted a copy of that, it's just in a self-addressed stamped envelope, which a lot of people did. So, I'm very grateful for all the mail. It's put me a little behind, along with the cheaply printed certificates of award for the music quiz last time.
Mm-hmm.
We gave away about 4 of those, I think, not too many. So I haven't gotten those out yet. So those of you who haven't received anything, if you just wait. actually, we have gotten a lot of stuff out. So
stop pestering your mailman.
But most I just wanted to say that we just don't have. We'll do something about the key rings. I have given some of them away during a previous thing that we had going. What am I talking about? Who cares? Okay.
Who cares?
I don't know. You know what happens? You get to a certain point, although I've been at that point for about 50 years now, I get into the middle of a sentence and I think, God, I don't even want to finish this. Can I imagine the people who don't even want to listen? I'm bored and I'm talking.
Well, see, they can turn off the radio, but you...
I know. Well, that's, you know, I can turn off myself, I suppose, just by closing my mouth, you know. It's voluntary.
Well, dead air wouldn't you know, do either.
Sometimes I'm sitting there. I'm going to ask you some other questions in just a minute. But, Marge, thank you very much. Always nice to talk with you.
Okay, see you later.
Bye-bye. Egon, I hope you'll play again so we'll get to find out what your real name is.
Okay,
bye-bye. He didn't. He sounded kind of disgruntled. Did he seem that way to you?
Hmm.
Yeah. Do you guys ever talk to yourself?
Yes, all the time.
Sure.
Do you? I mean, out loud?
Oh, yeah. I argue with myself. Sometimes.
But I'm not sure I like the answers. That's really
no, but I mean, I'm serious because I do that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And I think a lot of people do it and they're ashamed to admit it.
I think it's normal and healthy.
Oh, well, that's, you know, that's one of the reasons for having pets. So that if somebody walks in
by
a window,
right.
I'm talking to the cat.
Yeah. If you're in a car alone and somebody pulls up beside you. The point is, though, people have all got their own problems. They probably don't even notice.
Uh-huh.
They're thinking about their own thing. They're not looking in the car to see what you're doing. But if you are, the idea next is to pretend you're singing.
Yeah.
Or somebody walks in a room. Boy, if I could hit that guy right in the mouth. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Well, you kind of throw him off guard.
Uh-huh.
But I was doing that in this very studio the other night. And my daughter came in, Sarah, the one who had the birthday, with her boyfriend. And I didn't see them. I'm facing away from the door. And the microphone is off. We're playing a couple of commercials. And I don't remember what I was saying, but I'm carrying on a big conversation.
No,
it's not enough. I'm on 5 hours and I'm talking the whole night anyway. But I'm saying, you know, kind of going through some routines in my head and stuff. And I look around, and there they are. Now, my daughter Sarah is used to that kind of stuff because she's lived with me her whole life. But her boyfriend, he's wondering, what kind of a family is this he's getting involved with?
Too much time near the electromagnetic interference.
So he said, I don't know whether this is current hip phraseology or not, he said, your dad seems to be having an episode. I don't know what that means. I hope neither one of them is listening right now.
I don't know. You probably don't want to know.
Start checking out nursing homes for Franklin.
But do you do that, Jack? You talk to the dashboard in your car?
Oh, absolutely. I spend an awful lot of time by myself. I live alone. I work essentially alone. And I got to talk to somebody. And I find myself chirping away sometimes.
No, that's true.
Especially my landlady thinks, you know. Oh, he is in there talking again.
Yeah, must have somebody hidden away with a very soft voice.
Yeah. I don't think it's anything to worry about unless you start looking at someone that's not there.
Yeah.
I was in a great little pub and this guy was having a very big conversation to someone to his right that didn't exist.
Well, it'll always get you a seat on the subway.
Oh, I'm going to use that.
That's right. No, somebody said that if you want to not worry about getting mugged, if there's some tough-looking people approaching you, the best thing to do is go, rave your arms and look nuts, and nobody's going to... Anyway, got to get going. Hey, take care, Jack. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you.
And thank you, too, guys. Too.
Next week, the Vault of Silliness brings you a very special episode. One that, dare I say, doesn't include Norm. I thought about making it a Patreon-only exclusive, but the comedy legend that is interviewed here, well, it really needs to be heard by all. I look forward to seeing you then. Closing the vault and leaving this world a little sillier than we found it. For April Vacation, Norm's father, maybe not, Yehudi Menuhin, the WBZ Hall of Fame and Museum, Lionel Hampton, Peter Frampton, being drawn and quartered and dragged through the streets of Chelsea, Massachusetts. Glimmering waxed cheeks. EMF and I. Listener mail. Jumping Jehoshaphats. A big happy birthday to Sarah Nathan. Producers Hope Shower and Jim Frawley. The swinging and singing Jack Hart. And the man who has a right to bore himself, Norm Henry Fonda Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.